It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. On Mondays this year, we're bringing you stories from the NPR 100, the most important American music of the century just past. Samuel Barber makes the list with Adagio for Strings. It's a standard short piece for a symphony orchestra, running between 8 and 10 minutes. It's also played at funerals, including those of Franklin Roosevelt and John Kennedy. One music reference text says, "With its weeping opening chords that claw their way out of the darkness, it has become the semi-official music of mourning." Barber's Adagio for Strings has also been heard in the darkness of movie theaters. Several directors have borrowed the music to underscore a particular vision. In 1980, David Lynch used it in The Elephant Man. A few years later, the Adagio became the signature music for Oliver Stone's Vietnam movie, Platoon. Oliver Stone says the music came to his movie in the editing room.
It was brought to my attention by one of the editors of Platoon, and we used it as what they call a temp track, a temporary track. It was never intended to be in the final movie. However, over the course of the 5-6 months that we edited it, or 3 months actually, 4 months, I fell in love with it. And it was such a strong counterpoint to the brutality, savagery of the imagery.
Platoon begins with a biblical quotation on the screen from Ecclesiastes, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth." At an opening scene at an airbase in Vietnam, the arriving soldiers get off the transport and see the men who are on their way home.
Well, I remember the body bag going by onto the plane and Charlie Sheen's face as he sees when he arrives. He's a new recruit as he arrives in country. He sort of comes out from the belly of the whale, the belly of this big C-130. There's a tension there that is indescribable. You sense idealism and dread. It chills you still.
The Adagio was used, of course, by David Lynch in The Elephant Man about 6 years earlier.
That's correct, yeah. I heard that, but we didn't know that at the time. When we were going towards final mix, that's when I heard it. And I said, let me hear it. It was very effective, but it was only used once, and I believe briefly. If David had used it to the degree of it being identified wholly with that picture, I would have hesitated, for sure.
David Lynch had picked the Samuel Barber music for the climax of The Elephant Man. When Oliver Stone's Platoon came along with the same music, Lynch was disappointed.
I'm sorry, I really respect Oliver Stone, but it just killed me to see the music there, and I didn't feel it worked as good, and it killed me. I'm seeing The Elephant Man on the screen and Platoon at the same time, so people should be allowed to put music in the film that they believe in. So it just personally wasn't sitting right with me. But that piece of music is so beautiful. I'm surprised that it's not in almost every film.
David Lynch's picture of The Elephant Man is the retelling of a true story from Victorian England. John Merrick is grotesquely disfigured by neurofibromatosis, now known as Elephant Man's disease. A doctor rescues Merrick from a circus, learns that he can speak. In the final scene, John Merrick decides to allow himself to die. He has had the happiest evening of his life. He has been to the opera, mixing with London's most elegant people. In his room, he undresses and lies flat on the bed. Because of the weight of his head, he's always slept sitting up. At last, he sleeps like a normal person, even though it will kill him. It is in this scene that we begin to hear Adagio for strings. The music was a late addition. David Lynch recalls he was working in London. His picture was almost finished.
It was a Sunday afternoon, and I was in this apartment in Wembley. I was laying on a couch, and on the radio came Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. And in my head, the whole end of the film started playing. And I got extremely excited. And I called the producer, Jonathan Sanger, and I said, "Jonathan, we got to get this music." And he said, "No problem." He said, "I'll go and get it." So he got me 3 or 4 tapes from a store, different versions. And I listened to these 3 or 4, and I said, no, that's Adagio for Strings, but it's not what I heard on the radio." So he looked, he got me 4 or 5 more. None of them were right. And finally, he got me Andre Previn's version, and it was perfect and beautiful.
That's the one you heard on the radio.
That's the one I heard on the radio. You know, the notes on the page are exactly the same, but the interpretation is the key to so much of these things. And for me, Andre Previn just knocked it out of the park. And it fell in perfectly. Once it was sunk, it never changed. And every single thing that happened, it supported in the most beautiful way.
Is there any connection at all in your mind to these industrial cacophony and the darkness and the smoky and the steamy scenes all through the picture and the raucous laughter with the very gentle nature of this music at the end?
Oh, sure. I mean, the whole film is about an ugly surface, the ugly surface of the life and world surrounding John, and his ugly surface, and a beauty within. And so this music speaks to the beauty within, and it speaks it, you know, so beautifully.
Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings was quite popular long before the movies. It was written as a slow movement for a string quartet, then adapted for orchestra. The premiere in 1938 was conducted by Arturo Toscanini. By 1949, as we hear in this CBS interview, it was already Samuel Barber's most popular composition.
You stayed in a town near Salzburg. Did you do any composing while you were there?
Yes, I wrote my Adagio for Strings there.
Oh, yes, well, that was your best-known work, I should think. As a matter of fact, it's the very first composition of yours I ever heard.
I wish you'd hear some new ones. Everybody always plays that.
Samuel Barber, American composer, born Westchester, Pennsylvania, 1910, died in New York, 1981. He won 2 Pulitzer Prizes for his work and was honored in Europe. He wrote operas, symphonies, chamber music, and Adagio from String Quartet, Opus 11.